I think that there are a lot of players in the league and a lot of athletes who do a great job on and off the field. I think there are guys who don't get a lot of publicity and recognition for the things that they do. But, I mean, that's part of the business, you know. Negativity kind of sells the headlines. But I think there are a lot of guys who do a lot of good, and obviously you try and support those guys and pump those guys up as much as you can.
As one of those, I mean, by all accounts, you were the exact guy you're talking about, one of those good guys with everything that you've seen going on with the league, the negative attention that it's got, maybe arguably a tarnish for the league. Does that frustrate you?
I think, like I said, I think as a player, you want you'd like the good stories to be publicized too, and there are. There's some cases of the good stories being publicized, which is great. But I think there's a whole lot of them out there, and only a very small fraction gets out there. So, at the end of the day, you know, that's, like I said, that's kind of, I understand what sells the headlines.
Do you personally see that as your responsibility?
Personally, obviously, yes, I do. And that's just kind of the way. That's who I am. I've always felt as though there's people who look up to us or look up to me, and I try and provide the best example as possible. I don't judge anybody else, so I can just only speak for myself. You know, I think a couple of the turnovers were just pure effort plays, which is awesome to see. You know, I think two of them, especially down the field after a big play, and our guys just hustling, getting the ball out, creating something. That's a big deal, and I think that Romeo's defense has definitely done some different things for our team. But I think on a couple of occasions it was personal, individual effort by some of our guys, which is outstanding. It's huge. We have a few plays of our own, just the perfect examples, you know, inside the 10-yard line, inside the 5-yard line, a couple of them. And whereas the team's going in to score some points, and now we've got the ball and we got a chance to go score some points. So when you can do that, it's huge. Obviously, we don't want to give up the big play in the first place, but when we can get the ball back, it's really big. Right. I mean, there's some aspects to it, but I really didn't think much about it until people started to bring it up. You know, it's football. That's what we do. You go, you play where they schedule the game, and that's what you do. So I don't think it's much of an issue. We do a really good job, and our coaching staff and our training staff and everybody does a really good job of making sure we're in the best situation possible. So I don't see too much of an issue with it. Yeah, it's phenomenal. I mean, when you have a chance to finish a game on offense, or when the offense has a chance to go out there and just slowly, methodically move the ball down the field and churn up a bunch of clock and put points on the board, that's what you're looking for. And then as a defense, you obviously want to go out there and give them the ball back as quickly as possible so that they can do it again. No, there's plenty of people you need to thank. The offense for getting the ball down there, the running backs for making it happen, you know, Fitz for the throw, somebody for me not dropping the thing. But, yeah, I mean, I was like, you know, I come in after a long drive and I get the touchdown, you know, and I get the highlight, but it was all those guys getting the ball down there, and it was all those guys putting us in that situation. So I just got the cool part of it. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's been a lot of guys working with me on technique. Everybody's had an opinion on how I should celebrate, how you spike the ball properly, how dunk it over the goalpost, all these things. So, but, yeah, everybody kind of had an opinion, and John Perry, obviously, has helped me a lot, Godsey, so I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool. You know, I have much more than just that to thank them for, that's for sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew about Vrabel. Vrabel's also worked with me a bit. he a couple things for me. He was a little upset I didn't spike the ball because I guess that was one of his things back in the day. But no, he helped me a little bit about the route, a little bit about just how to do things. And obviously, I'm sure it didn't hurt in the discussions upstairs to get me into that package that he's 10 for 10 in his career. So I'm also very well aware of that record. Right. Yeah, I think as Coach O'Brien said, you know, it's not a gimmick, you know. It's one of those things where I feel like we can help the team score points or help them get in the end zone on the goal line by bringing me in there. So whatever I can do to help the team and whatever we can do as a team to make ourselves better, we're going to do. And if that's part of it, then we're going to continue to use it.